This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. The voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. We are in Lee's Summit at the Lee's Summit number 2, Lee's Summit West location, Ward Road location. You can find us. We'll wedge you in here. We got rookies here tonight. We got free agents in here tonight. We got the regulars in here tonight. This score just in. Chiefs 21, Browns 7. And that puts the Chiefs, if you're keeping track at home, at 13-1. That is the best record not only in the AFC, it is the best record in the National Football League. That is huge. You've got it. We've got a great show tonight. We're going to hear from Andy Reid here in just a little bit. He'll give us a quick update on Patrick Mahomes. I know everybody's asking. They were asking before the show. We'll see how this goes. It will literally be day to day. I know they said week to week. It's almost day to day this week with what they're saying now is a mild high ankle sprain. We know Patrick has dealt with this before. If you've seen the close-up of the pain in his face when he was scrambling for the play in Super Bowl 57 against the Eagles, it is one for the ages. You can say all you want about Pat's stats. He's the winningest quarterback ever to play in his first 100 games or in the entire National Football League, but you can never, ever, ever doubt his toughness. He is one tough cat, and yesterday Carson Wentz finished the game, but it's a short week. There is got to get ready to go. As we play the Houston Texans, who have already cinched the AFC South. They did so this weekend, and we will play them on Saturday at noon at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Just a few little factoids here, and again, we'll wedge you in here in Lee's Summit at the Lee's Summit number 2, Lee's Summit West location just off Ward Road. The Chiefs at 13-1 are the 13th team to be 13-1 in the last 35 seasons. That's kind of fun. Of those 13, 3 went on to win the Super Bowl. All right. It is the 6th team in franchise history, dating back to 1960, to win 13 games in a regular season. 3 of those 6, Coach Reid. So, another thing about Coach Reid, he is the 4th coach ever in NFL history to win 13-plus games in a regular season, 4 or more seasons. That is huge. And we can thank Big Red for changing all of our lives when he came here at the beginning of the 2013 season. And speaking of that, one of his original Chiefs will be here tonight. One of the original Andy Reid Chiefs will be here tonight. Desmond Moses will be the guest. And we will get into that amazing start for the Chiefs way back when in the age-old days of 2013, and Desmond was part of a crazy weekend, part of the Magnificent Seven, as I called him. There's a great story there with Desmond Moses, one of our great ambassadors. But 6 takeaways in that game yesterday. 6 takeaways in that game. When you get 6 takeaways in a game, and I mean you get them on special teams, and you get him on picks, and you get him on punching the ball out, and Bolt's awesome interception. But the very first interception in Trent McDuffie's career, that was awesome. You get 6 takeaways in a game, the most in 8 years for the Kansas City Chiefs. You're able to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. So that was putting the hammer down Also, 5 sacks in that game for the Kansas City Chiefs. That was hammer time. And then to stop them on a 4th-and-1. So, hopefully the defense can get that momentum going and carry them in to this Saturday's game against the Houston Texans. Also, we are in the throes of this 3 games in 11-day span. Honestly, in my 31 years, this late in a year, to pull this off, to do this, especially with everything that's on the line, I think is the toughest segment in the regular season we have ever had. Not like last year's run to the playoffs, where we had to win a 28, minus 28, below zero wind chill game against the Dolphins and then go on the road to beat the Bills and then go on the road to beat the Ravens and then go to Las Vegas and beat the insurmountable San Francisco 49ers. That was huge. But now in the regular season, yes, we're in the pole position in the AFC. We are the one seed with a 2-game lead with 3 games to go. Thank you to Detroit. Not. So, Lions, what were you guys doing? Looked like the Lions of old. But anyway, we still are in the pole position. Every game matters so much. And we've got to take care of our business in this 3 games in 11 days. We're not alone. Houston is also in that realm. Also in that realm is Pittsburgh. So none of these opponents that we have in front of us have any kind of rest advantage in the least of the next 2 opponents. That's way different than last year when we had 5 straight opponents that had 2 weeks or 9 days advantage for us, which was part of our December last year. Great group here tonight. The Redcoaters are here tonight. And Cleo, Queen of the Kingdom, must be defended at all costs. All costs by her bodyguards. The Geeks are here tonight. The official meteorologist from KQ2, Vanessa's with us tonight. The official meteorologist of the Chiefs Kingdom is with us. And a perfect forecast, by the way, for Cleveland. You were right on. It wasn't any fun, but you were correct. Tinkerbell Geek is here tonight. Really, see Chris. Snowstorm Sandy. Also, Cindy Lou Who is here tonight. And Caveman Bob is here tonight. Put the hammer down, Caveman Bob. Kent the Cake Packer's here tonight. Autograph Geek, Susie Bling Bling, bringing the awesome cookies. So great to have her here. Also here tonight is Sophie Bug, who made the trip over. She's narrowed down her choices. She's a highly recruited softball player, narrowing it down to Mizzou and K-State. So it's awesome to see her here tonight. NIL money is coming her way. So many great fans here. We appreciate you being here. Again, we are in a really tough stretch. And we're dealing with injuries and fatigue, and we're dealing with really good opponents. Because, I mean, yesterday, we'll talk about it here with Coach after the break, but Myles Garrett is a man. And we were trying to hang on for dear life. Joe Tooney did an awesome job. We needed to give a big cheer for Joe Tooney. And Mike Caliendo, who had to fill in for Tooney while Tooney bounced outside. And Tooney reminds me, a lot of you are wrestling fans. I know Lee Summit here has got great wrestling tradition. It was the 167 wrestler wrestling 185 so we could fill the weight class. That's what it was yesterday, and Joe Tooney held his own. But the Texans are bringing Danielle Hunter. Ooh, maybe right now the best pass rusher in the league, and he's got a buddy, Will Anderson Jr. So there's a lot on the docket here coming up in a short week. But we always set the tone with the spirit of the kingdom in this show. So we got to get fired up tonight here at Lee's Summit. When we come back, we'll hear from head coach Andy Reid. We'll get an update on Patrick Mahomes and where we go from here. After this, on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
12:20 to go in the first quarter after a muff punt is given the chance for the Chiefs. Now off play action. A little dump pass near side 10 to the 5. Angling near side diving. Juju Smith-Schuster. Touchdown! Kansas City. Very similar play action fake. Getting direction to the left, going back to the right. And Juju Smith-Schuster gets his second touchdown this season.
All right, welcome back, everybody, on the Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. Short week, game Saturday against the Houston Texans, but the Chiefs are 13-1 after the victory 21-7 yesterday at Cleveland. Again, we're at the Lee Summit Hy-Vee tonight, the location at 3rd Street off of Highway 50. So 3rd Street and Ward Road is the location. Come on in and join us as we get ready to try to get a victory on Saturday against the Texans. Very soon, our guest tonight will talk with him, former Chiefs linebacker and special teamer Desmond Moses, can give us some perspective on yesterday's game and coming up against the Texans. But first, as always on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, we get a chance to check in with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. Yes, the Chiefs are 13-1, and yes, still in the pole position to get the one seed in the AFC for the playoffs. But with the Buffalo Bills winning over Detroit yesterday, the Chiefs will need at least two more wins out of the next three to guarantee the bye in the AFC playoffs. It is a treacherous 9 days ahead, starting with a Saturday game at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium against the talented Houston Texans. Now, the daily question this week will be, what is the injury status for the best quarterback in the National Football League, the three-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL MVP, Patrick Mahomes? Patrick injured his ankle again in the fourth quarter yesterday. Remember how Patrick has had to fight through these ankle injuries before. I'm never going to forget the pain that Patrick played through in Super Bowl 55 and also his courageous run in Super Bowl 57 against the Eagles and to set up a game-winning field goal. It is early in a short week. It will be a daily discussion. But at least on this Monday night, Coach has some good news.
Yeah, so it looks like it's not broken, but it's sore. Obviously, he got kind of pretzeled, bent back, and that ankle, man, it got squeezed a little bit. So I happen to see the video on it, so I had a chance to see. But we'll see how he does. He's a tough kid.
As we mentioned, Patrick has played through this injury before on multiple occasions, and no one should ever, ever, ever doubt Patrick Mahomes' toughness. But yesterday, everyone kind of used some wisdom in this game against the Browns, and Coach echoed the same.
He probably could have gone back in. He wanted to fight about it, but we've got a good support there behind him with Carson, and it was good to get him a few reps in there too, and let our guys hear that snap count in case he has to go. So
Carson Wentz will have to be ready to go and get some practice reps this week as we wait word every day on Patrick Mahomes. Now, yesterday, the Chiefs had to deal with one of the premier edge players in the NFL and Myles Garrett of the Browns. In fact, it's a gauntlet here because on Saturday, the Chiefs are going to have to face Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. of the Texans. Then on the quick turnaround on Wednesday, T.J. Watt. And then in Week 18, the Denver Broncos, who lead the National Football League in sacks. Yesterday, the Chiefs yielded no sacks against the Browns, and the Chiefs used Joe Tooney at left tackle. Tooney has 144 starts in the NFL, but 140 of those are at left guard. He's got two starts at center and now two starts at left tackle. But Andy Reid thought he held his own, did Tooney, against an elite player and a good defense.
Yeah, so we did some good things. Joe Tooney, you know, held his own out there playing a new position. I was proud of him for that. And, we got to clean up just a couple little things in there. We'll be fine. We're off just by a tick, but we did well when on those turnover plays. We got to do a little bit better in the third quarter. That third quarter was a little shady, you know, for us. We got to do a better job.
Tooney was a left tackle at NC State in college and played 52 emergency snaps at left tackle for the Chiefs in 2020. At Cincinnati, but I also put on social media yesterday that I had forgotten that Tooney had played 17 critical left tackle snaps last year in Week 18 and made two key blocks that led to a game-winning field goal against the Chargers on the road. But the other part of moving Tooney to left tackle is that it vacated the left guard position that he has nailed down. So Mike Caliendo had to fill in there. Andy Reid had good words for the work of Caliendo.
Well, you're looking at a tough guy that's real smart, and he's going to get in and battle you. And it doesn't always look pretty, but he's going to fight you. And he and Tooney have a good relationship with Creed, and that whole thing works. So that was good to see. It was a great experience for him. I've got to give these guys, I've got to give the O-line and the the whole group a few better things to work with. The third quarter wasn't good enough on my part, and as a result, we didn't move the ball very well. But those guys up front battled, and we just got to keep going, got to keep getting better.
But this 21-7 win over the Browns was about takeaways. The Chiefs had six of them, the most in a game for the red, white, and gold in 8 years. And the Chiefs in one game went from -4 in the giveaway-takeaway ratio for the season. It was a sight to see for Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, listen, those things come in, they come in waves like that. You might go a dry spell, but when you're as good as our defense is, then, we're going to get the turnovers. And it was great to get 22 his first one. So that he's been right in position so many times and made so many great plays for us, and then he comes up with that one, which was a tough one. That was a tough one. If you can get one, that was a good one to get. That was a tough one.
It was awesome for the Chiefs stud all-pro corner Trent McDuffie to finally get that first interception. But McDuffie and his teammates work on getting takeaways every time they take the field, whether it's a practice, game, during the season, or off-season.
Yeah, these guys, they work like crazy at it, whether it's punching the ball out, whether it's, you saw Bolton do that, grab that son of a gun and rip it out. That's a daily thing. It starts in training camp and continues through, but they're always aggressive to the ball.
McDuffie was prophetic. He told me that the key to getting the Chiefs defense and the swag back was to let it fly, have some fun, free up a bit, and attack. And that's what they did yesterday against Cleveland.
When we are at our best, I can just see the energy of the team. It's infectious. We go out there as one, and we're just a whole unit. So not worrying so much about, like, the score, but just worrying about just being us and having fun doing it, I think is going to be the best way we can get our swag back, because the swag is just us being dogs out there and just flying around having fun.
Every Chiefs fan loves takeaways and reminds them of the Derrick Thomas, Neil Smith days of the 90s. Well, yesterday's 21-7 win over the Browns was a result of six of them. You want takeaways? You got them. All six.
Now the ball is fumbled on the ensuing punt. It was a poor punt by Ariza, and coming up to try to field it was James Prochet the second. The Chiefs say they've got the ball. They've got it. They recovered a muff punt by James Prochet to open the game. The 22nd giveaway this season by the Browns. Prochet was just called up on off the practice squad. Samaje Perine recovers the fumble, and the Chiefs get the first huge break of the game at 13:34 to go, first quarter.
First and 10 Browns at the Chiefs 36. Moore comes in motion to a right slot. Play action. And a throw going deep for the end zone. The pass is going to be intercepted. Picked off by Brian Cook in the end zone. Jameis Winston, feast or famine. And now has famine. There's an injury. I think it's Cook in the end zone. Now he gets up. He might have landed on the ball, but it's a pick by Brian Cook. Offset eye. Play action fake. Jameis Winston for the Browns. Goes over the middle, and the pass is going to be deflected. Is it intercepted? It's pulled away. Is it? Yes! At the 34-yard line. Nick Bolton was in there sneaking around, and Nick Bolton's got an interception off of the deflection. Nick Bolton's got his fourth career interception. First and 10, Jameis Winston under center, Ethan Posick. And they're going to run the ball, and running hard, it's Nick Chubb. And Chubb now fumbles the ball at the end of the run. Kansas City trying to get it out of there.
Chubb went off guard and picks up almost 10 yards. But the Chiefs are saying they've got the football. Another turnover. And the Cleveland Browns continue to be the ATM machine of the NFL. That is 24 giveaways by the Browns. Drew Tranquil went to the ATM machine and walking home with some cash and the football.
Cleveland first and 10 at the Chiefs 29-yard line. Kansas City showing zone. Again, no Chamari Connor out in the concussion protocol. Winston will throw, pressured from the right. Winston holding the ball, looking downfield, firing for the end zone. The pass is going to be intercepted. No, it's incomplete. Intercepted. Intercepted on the far side. Trent McDuffie gets his first National Football League interception. The all-pro first team corner waits three. 3 years to get one. Chiefs lead 21-7, a minute 25 to go in the game. They're going to throw it, and a pass is going to be intercepted on the left side, 35. It's Hicks at midfield, comes near side. The rookie from Washington State breaks a tackle, and another one, and up the right sideline, 20. Jaden Hicks, it's a sixth takeaway, and his second of his rookie year. He had one in the end zone against Brock Purdy in San Francisco. Six, count them, six takeaways by the Chiefs in this game.
All right. Hopefully the Chiefs can get some more takeaways this Saturday from Houston quarterback C.J. Stroud, who's outstanding. Remember, he was the rookie of the year last year in the NFL, but he's having a sophomore slump this year. Stroud, after that brilliant rookie year, he only had 9 giveaways all last year. Stroud has 13 giveaways. He had one yesterday again. He has 13 giveaways in 14 games in his second year in the NFL. That's 8th most of any quarterback in the league. Again, come join us. We're at the Lee Summit Hy-Vee location on 3rd Street, just off Highway 50. And when we come back, we'll get ready for the Houston Texans with former Chiefs special team ace Desmond Moses. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs under center this time with 3 tight ends, including Anthony Firkser, on the field, elevated before the game. Under center, a little short roll to the right. Mahomes looks back to the left, now turns back to the right. He'll step up, being chased, throws late to the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City! Noah Gray finally finds his way free in the back of the end zone for a Chiefs touchdown.
Welcome back, everybody. We are live at the Hy-Vee and Lee Summit. One of the Hy-Vees in Lee Summit. Lee Summit number 2, Lee Summit West. Lee Summit, just off Ward Road. Take the 3rd Street exit off Highway 50 and you'll find us, because we're red and real and rowdy tonight, getting ready to beat the Houston Texans on a short week. A reminder, score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day or night after a game. I see a lot of you in the store after the show. Earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs score, 21 yesterday, based on the amount you spend. If the Chiefs score 21 points, you save 21 cents a gallon on any $21 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game, only at Hy-Vee. I'm also rocking the Kelce baseball tonight. You can get it. Good Christmas idea at the Chiefs Pro Shop. They might have it here in this. The Chiefs shop here in this store is one of the best, really, in the entire kingdom. It's really awesome in this Lee Summit number 2 store. Also, Fred Liggett is here tonight, the award-winning writer for the Lee Summit Tribune. Not often that, you know, John Grisham shows up at the show, but pretty awesome to have him here. So, and we have got the first forecast from our official meteorologist of the Chiefs Kingdom. Vanessa from KQ2 in St. Joseph said sunny and 37 degrees for the game on Saturday against the Texans. Coach Reed started all this. We were at the bottom of the ocean, 2-14. Didn't beat an AFC team. We were bleak, unhuge at that point. And everything changed when Andy Reid rolled into town. But all throughout that year, the Chiefs continue to work the roster. One of the more remarkable things I saw in my brief 31 years as the voice of the Chiefs is on this Labor Day weekend, because we had first waiver claim, we were taking guys off other rosters who had been let go. And that usually means an opportunity for somebody. Tonight we have a guy here who represents what I called the Magnificent 7 of that weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Desmond Moses.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go back to that weekend in specific. You had the 2012 year.
Absolutely.
Great career at Tulane for the Green Wave. Good program, by the way. You guys are cooking. You had a good year with Green Bay.
Yeah.
But then walk us through that time, because to me it started everything.
Yeah. You know what? It was a bittersweet day for me, you know, to be released from a team organization that we had some success in Green Bay with, but to come here and get coached by Andy Reid, a guy who I grew up watching in New Jersey. I was an Eagles fan, y'all, but I'm now a Kansas City Chiefs. I'm part of this Chiefs Kingdom, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, there's a ton of Eagles flavor on this team.
Oh, yeah.
A whole bunch when you go up and down the organization, including Rick Burkholder, who's going to be the most quoted guy probably this week.
My guy.
Because he's working on Mahomes probably as we speak at Central Time, 6:30, 25 on Monday night before a Saturday game. But the culture that was put in place, because you guys started 9-0.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? Take us back to that time and what it means for this current time.
Yeah, you know what? It was hard work put in, and I'm glad to have been a part of it. But Andy Reid, the one thing that really stood out was his attention to detail. I always tell this story. He sent a guy over about 200 yards to tell me to put my shirt down. You know, and I'm like, is this guy serious? I look up at Andy shaking his head. Andy doesn't miss a thing, whether it's offensively, defensively, special teams. He's one of the best coordinators and coaches in the league for good reason. His resume is showing for itself now.
Keep in mind, everyone, Andy Reid sees everything. Andy Reid knows everything. He knows, Caveman Bob, we need to get the hammer glued. Okay. Andy Reid knows it. I know he's working right now on the Texans, but he's seeing all of us. He's amazing in that way. And I always say, you know, he's got this offensive background, but his understanding of defense and special teams, he could be a defensive coordinator.
100%. To be a good offensive coordinator, you got to understand defenses. This guy is one of the best in putting folds, wrinkles, evaluating himself. And that's how they continuously have success. If you see down the end of the year, it's plays off of plays. There's a counter for a counter. You could never clock Andy Reid. He is, so creative in that regard and innovative, just willing to continue to create. And these young guys, I mean, they're completely bought in. It's easy to do when you got a few championships, but we bought in even before that.
It's awesome to have Desmond here tonight to give us all perspective on being 13-1 at this point and having Andy Reid winning year for 12 straight years, 10 straight years in the playoffs, 3 Super Bowls in 5 years, championships. But let's take the current time. When you were viewing that game yesterday, to get 6 takeaways, you're a defensive guy, you're a linebacker. What does that mean, short term, long term?
Yeah, well, I do on Sunday. Some of you watch 10 o'clock if anybody's at home. But I talked a little bit about it. Jameis Winston is 2 different guys. One that's an elite quarterback that can shred you for 400, and the other guy will throw 5-6 interceptions. Well, we got the right Jameis on that day. I mean, I think Kansas City would have been okay either way, but, boy, it's impressive to see these guys go out and get one of those staple wins, something that they can put their hand down about.
You were a very impactful in special teams in 2013 with that 9-0 start and ended up going 13-4 that year, or 12-4 that year. The fact that special teams got the first turnover of the game,
oh, yeah.
What did that mean, and how much did that kind of light the fuse for the whole day?
Well, we got one of the best coordinators in the National Football League on special teams, a guy that coached fellas like Devin Hester all the way back. His attention to detail, Dave Tobe I'm talking about, is special. This guy loves that aspect of it. He doesn't miss a thing. That block kick, I've been telling people for weeks, it's not by mistake. It's been scouted. He detailed it. And they executed at a very high level. Special teams is as important as offense and defense, even though they don't spend as much time on the field. These guys are really special. We got a good one in Dayton.
Oh, my gosh. Leo Chanel with that block kick against the Broncos. And it was funny when they heard him talk about it. When they moved the ball to the right hash.
They knew it.
They go, we got it.
Yep.
So it was pretty awesome. But to be impactful in that regard, Let's go back to what you learned from Tobe from day one, because you're part of this magnificent – all of a sudden you're in this whirlwind world, right? What? I'm not Green Bay. I'm Kansas City. Okay, I'm going to Kansas City. I mean, that's the way this league is. But now you got Tobe. So we can talk about coach being detailed. What was it like, culture like, with Tobe from day one?
Yeah, I mean, this guy, very interesting personality, one of the purest human beings. This guy loves the game. He loves people that loves football. And the physicality was one thing that connected he and I. He knew that the way that I love to play the game of football would work for him. I got a penalty on my very first play here in Kansas City. Andy gave me a look. He said, don't let that happen again. But Tobe picked me up, man, and helped me continue to have the career that I had here in Kansas City.
I should have remembered. I don't. What was the penalty?
I jacked the guy up at the 50-yard line.
Nice. Little unsportsmanlike.
Little unsportsmanlike.
Who was it? It would have been the first game?
It was the Jags.
The Jags.
Yep. I don't know who it was, but I remember the penalty.
28-2 win, by the way. Yep. They blocked our punt. They blocked Colquitt's punt for a safety. It was like 2-0, and then we drilled him. But that was kind of the start of things. So Coach didn't have to say a word. He just kind of looked at you.
No, he gave me one of those looks, and I knew what it was.
Here's the other thing you all need to know. Coach sees everything, Bob.
Yeah.
Coach knows everything. He can melt you like candle wax just by looking at you.
100%. He has a few different looks, and Coach is one of the people I love the most because of his leadership, the way he leads men, the passion. He'll pull you to the side and give you one of those heart-to-hearts. He looks at each and every one of us like his sons, and he gives that much energy to it. Man, I got so much love and respect for Andy.
Desmond Moses, again, is our guest tonight. He was part of Andy Reid's very first Chiefs team in 2013. It was cool to see this linebacker core kind of get its swag yesterday, too. We've seen Leo emerge, right, Leo Chenal. But yesterday was a day, I thought, for Bolt and Tranquil. Whether it was coverage or playing the run, what do you see in this linebacker core overall? Yeah.
A little smaller. You know, these guys are a little bit different. They're faster, sideline to sideline. They have the ability. I seen Tranquil a couple of weeks ago drop back into a deep half coverage. This is not something you ask your middle linebacker to do very often, but their ability and willingness to do it, that's what makes them so special. Whether it's, you know, blitzing, whether it's protecting their guy, whether it's fighting their way into their gap, these guys are willing to do whatever Spags asks. They've taken on his personality of selflessness. That's what makes a great defense.
And in this defense, you're asked to do a lot of things. But, I mean, let's take with Bolt. Bolt's the air traffic controller. We've had him on the show. We've had fun with him, right? He's trying to make the defensive call while everybody's cheering like a home game.
Oh, yeah.
Because the defensive guys, and I've asked the other defensive guys, you heard him on the show. They're like, did you get the call? We're like, yeah, maybe, maybe not. But just Bolt being, man, the hub of the wheel.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have that guy in the middle, that personality that guys are willing to follow, that they respect, that's accountable, that shows up every single day. He clearly has it. I liked him a little bit better in 5-4 for personal reasons. But, man, 3-2 is going out there. He's playing incredible football. And you got to have that staple in the middle as a team that's going, that's having success, especially late in the year. A stretch like this, 3 games in 11 days, you better have a guy that they can trust in the middle, and Kansas City does.
I'm going to ask you that, just the demands right now on this team, and really the Texans too, because they have this 3-game, 11-game stretch as well. But you just mentioned 54. That was your jersey number with the Chiefs. Bolt wore his rookie year. In fact, his scoop and score, I think, against the Broncos, he was wearing 54. But Leo Chenal's wearing it now. Dude.
Yeah,
it's not like some scrubs out there wearing it. You got to be proud of Leo wearing it.
He's making it look good. You know, much better than I did. But Leo's a stud. They say he's incredible in the weight room. His physique, he's much better looking guy than me. But man, whenever you see a guy with 54, it's tradition for me. Great to be a part of an organization like Kansas City.
Some of you there in Draft Fest, we had Leo here a couple weeks ago. He broke the hammer.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, yeah, did you see that? Yeah, Caveman Bob's hammer's never been the same after that as a broken. Leo did it. But I remember on Draft Fest, Leo, what do you bring to the kingdom? In fact, Kelsey talked about it on New Heights. Then he's like, I bring violence and physicality.
Everybody
just went berserk. And he did. I mean, that's what he brings. So it's awesome. To get the 5 sacks yesterday, and they came in a variety of ways. And I love seeing four-man pressure to get a sack. What did you see in the pressure yesterday in getting those 5 sacks? And what does that mean in addition to the 6 takeaways?
Just guys getting home. I mean, that's how a defense can have success and sustainable success when you can rush and get after the quarterback with 4. That means you got a few extra guys in coverage, and we have some of them. That's how you get to interceptions. You can force the quarterback to speed up, go through his progression a little bit quicker, be uncomfortable, pat him on the back a few times. He'll throw a few in the traffic, and he did just that.
Love it. Perfect to have a defensive guy on the show after that experience yesterday. But you brought it up, and you played in this league, and you started Green Bay, and you came here and played 3 years with us. But to have 3 games in 11 days, walk me through what that's like as a player. How do you handle this? How do you try to thrive in this? How do you keep the one seed in this?
Yeah, it's difficult. Something the NFL's given, you know, Kansas City a tall task, but you got professionals. You got to continuously prepare your body each and every day. There's no off days. There's no days where guys can sneak out and have a few cold beverages. You got to rehab, recover as best you can. The boots, the iced up. These guys are absolute professionals. Travis Kelce and these guys will have the young fellas going. I think they'll be ready.
And let me just put this out there because you had Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You brought him in. You mentioned Rick. Rick Burkholder is our vice president for sports performance and athletic training. Absolute stud. I call him the witch doctor because he's got all kinds of, like, you know, serums and stuff. Julie Freimeyer, Tiffany Morton. You look at David Glover, Alyssa Runyon, who's John Runyon's daughter, former long snapper of the Eagles. There's another Eagle tight end. And then Tom Yamashita. But that crew and how important they are from 6:40:09 yeah. Central Time to the kickoff against the Texans.
Zero exaggeration when you say that Rick's working on Pat right now. Guarantee it. These guys live and breathe for this. I spent a lot of time with Rick and his staff. Glove, you know, getting me back. Man, I played with a broken toe my first season here in Kansas City, so it was just a complete battle. But, man, I spent so much time in their office, inside of their walls, and really just getting me back on the field as best they could and keeping me in good spirits. But right now, with the best quarterback in the world, down a little bit. Not out, down a little bit. They'll get this guy back, get him ready.
Yep. Here's the other thing I've noticed. I want to ask you about this, too. And I said this. I was on some other shows today. One, if Pat's ready to play, cleared to play, he'll play. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. He's a warrior. He's a guy that, you know, he has the pedigree. He grew up watching a pro baseball organization, watching his father. If you can play, he'll be out there.
Second, and I've noticed this in 12 seasons around Coach and Rick, they will never hurry a guy back. I've not seen one time where the circumstances are going, we're going to put him out there, and they're too soon to go. Have you ever seen that?
Not above the team, especially not in a magnitude like this with a guy like Patrick Mahomes. This is about more than just 1 week. But these guys are really special at getting guys prepared and getting them back healthy. I think Kansas City is going to do what's right, not only for Patrick Mahomes, but for this organization for years to come.
Great perspective tonight from former linebacker, special teams ace, and a guy who got it all started back in 2013 with the Kansas City Chiefs, Desmond Moses. But he's been busy. When we come back, we're going to delve more into Desmond Moses and why he's been busy. Again, we're at the Lee's Summit, number 2, Lee's Summit West Store on 3rd Street, just off Highway 50, Ward Road. Come find us. We'll wedge you in here. And you can take advantage, of course, of Score the Savings. Back with more from old number 54, Desmond Moses, after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
First and 10 play. They swing it on the near flat with a screen. Worthy 15, 10, downfield block, touchdown! Kansas City on a swing screen to the near side to Xavier Worthy. And now the Kansas City Chiefs have their first 3-possession lead of the season and maybe their first 3-touchdown lead of the season.
We're back at the Lee's Summit Hy-Vee, just off 3rd Street, Ward Road, just off Highway 50, the 3rd Street exit. Great location. Desmond Moses, our guest tonight. I love these Kingdom Bundles. This might be one of my favorite things at Hy-Vee, especially during the holidays. The Kingdom Bundle, especially when we're entertaining, right, entertaining folks during the holidays, 4 burgers, 4 chops, 4 brats, 4 chicken breasts, just $30. Plus, you get a 10-cent fuel saver with each Kingdom Bundle purchase. This game day, make your tailgate a victory with a little help from Hy-Vee, official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs on Saturday play the Houston Texans. We have the perfect guest to get us ready off the heels of a 6-takeaway, 5-sack game against the Cleveland Browns. Desmond Moses, again, back with us, folks, part of the very first Andy Reid team in 2013. You have been busy, first of all. You're a girl dad.
I'm a girl dad, man. Official. I used to be a tough guy. Now I'm just a girl dad.
You were a Jersey guy, right? You're like Danon.
Yeah, man.
Jersey guy. I'm Jersey. You know, hey, you know.
Me and Rick was like this, man.
Forget about it.
Look, you said Rick, Jersey guys. Yeah. Me and Rick were like this. It was like a match made in heaven, man. But that's how it is. Jersey guys were a little bit direct, is what we say. But, man, I have been a little bit busy. I got one baby girl and just had another.
She's awesome right back here. What are we in? Second grade? Third?
First grade. Naomi.
First grade.
Yeah, she's
Naomi.
A big six.
Oh,
she's
my.
A six-year-old.
So Naomi's here tonight, right? And you don't want to be a one-time girl dad. You want to be a two-time girl dad. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Gianni was just born the other day, the day before Thanksgiving. So I'm still catching up on sleep. I'm a very active dad, so this isn't easy, but I enjoy it. Every moment of fatherhood.
November, December, January. When was the Super Bowl?
We're staying busy.
I didn't see you. You were busy. Busy Desmond Moses, everybody. They call him Desmond Moses. I didn't see you at the parade, so now I know where you were. That's okay. But
I was there.
You were there?
I was there. Yeah, I had a great time.
Okay. Then did you go right home after the parade? Or? Yeah.
I got fuzzy after that.
Yeah,
we were celebrating.
Okay.
It was
a good
time.
Oh yeah, it was. There was a lot of fuzzy in the kingdom on that. But anyway, so cool, and it's great that you chose to stay here.
Yeah,
you're involved with our ambassadors. It's great, but you had a decision from Jersey. You went to the University of Iowa first. What about the transfer to Tulane?
Man, it was incredible. It was quite a day. It was negative 30 degrees the day I transferred from University of Iowa. True story. If you spit, it would have shattered by the time. Negative 30. I went to New Orleans.
It was Miami game last year. Things freezing.
Cold. Like it was incredible, man. Then I went down to New Orleans. It was 110 every day. So I got what I asked for.
And I'm sure you got a lot of NIL money.
See, I sound old now. Back in my day.
Yeah, back
in the day. We have NIL, but, you know, we just didn't have it. But, boy, I'm happy for these young guys. It's incredible to see the numbers they're getting in college. I wouldn't rush coming to the league. They can cut you in the league. Can't cut you in college.
So, right. And Naomi's here. You said she's a ball player.
She is.
I can see that. Were you going to play baseball?
Baseball, yeah. I got drafted my junior year of high school by the Padres, and I committed to Iowa. I didn't play my senior year.
You are Danon Hughes.
That's what they say. Guy. Yeah, like reincarnated.
You are the reincarnated. I mean, he was Brewers, I think, he got, and then he had to make a decision. And then he played at Iowa, played both.
Played at Iowa and came on here to Kansas City as well. That's one of my mentors and a fellow I really look up to.
Now, my son's favorite team is the Padres. He's crushed right now. You could have been you could have been with Tony Gwynn.
Could have been the future, man. Could have had a 12-digit contract, man. I missed out. I didn't know how guaranteed money worked.
Okay.
Not yet.
And 12 digits, it's just where the commas are and the decimals, like, you know. Bob and Snowstorm Sandy, they got 12-digit salaries, too. It's just where you put the comma or the decimal point. In fact, I think I got a 12-digit salary. But honestly, but you had to make the decision to be here. Why did you stay here and build your life here?
Honestly, man, being a dad, you know, having my daughter half the time and really just wanting to be present. You know, for me, football was a game I loved and was so important to me. But after football, I realized how important family was, being a father, being a better man, being a better son. Kansas City is one of those towns that promoted a lot of that. I'm a real estate investor now, so I like to build homes for folks and their family and see that path. But just Kansas City feels like home for me. Great folks, great football. It's a pretty good barbecue.
Not bad. But you're talking about your relationship with Rick, and I love what Coach Reed has done to engage our former players. You've heard me say that so many times. But how key is it for you? You feel like a conduit because you played for Coach, and you're Rick's dude. But how much of that helps to be a conduit to all of the ambassadors knowing that?
Well, I feel like the most, not relevant, but I feel like I can relate the most. I can understand, and I can, even Travis Kelce, a guy I worked with every single day, you know, some of the looks in his face, even being able to break down his team and analyze them, I feel like I got a little inside scoop. But really, it's just a blessing. It was a gift to be able to play for an organization like this, to be on the inside and see some of the things, the leadership, see some of the quality men that make this thing work. I don't think people understand how good of men, how smart these guys are to be able to move around, think, operate while somebody's trying to kick your butt. Football players are smart guys. Trust and believe that.
We'll let you go because Naomi's got to help you with your homework. But finally, to play this quick week, Houston Texans, what would you say is your list of priorities to win this game?
Absolutely. Obviously, getting 15 into play, getting them some snaps, but keeping them healthy, keeping them upright. I think that's important. I say that every single week. Protect Patrick Mahomes, and we got a chance. He's one of the best in the world. But secondly, this defense, stay solid. They're getting their pass rushers back. Guys are getting going. Continuously evolve. I love to see the two-headed running back deal we got right now. I think this team is getting healthier. The rest of the NFL should be nervous because if Kansas City can get everybody back on board at the right time, the end of the year, man, watch out. Could be a – I don't want to say it.
You don't have to say it.
We know.
You don't have to say it every day in that facility. Everybody, you just see it in their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I have since March. Don't have to say a word. I will say this. Maybe Hollywood. Maybe the Chiefs go to Hollywood.
I'm telling you.
For that one. And Tuverts. Oh, yeah. That'll
Watch
be
out.
Fun. He blessed us with his presence here tonight. So did Naomi and your new little one. Thank you for the Super Bowl 58 for a lot of reasons. Desmond Moses, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Always
thank
54,
you guys.
Always. We come back. We're going to wrap it up, including announce the home game next week for Snowstorm Sandy and also Cindy Lou Who. That's coming up after this.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
This is the 17th third down conversion in this game for the Chiefs. Their opportunity. They've only converted six. Six is 16, but the first for Carson Wentz at his own 20. Here comes pressure again, the backside. Slings it near side, caught. First down. Xavier Worthy again on that slice route. He spins the ball and looks toward the goal line with a gain of 12 yards. Well thrown under pressure by Carson Wentz for a first down.
We are blessed in case he has to play. We don't know yet, but Carson Wentz was a 1-1 pick in the National Football League. He was a phenom coming out of North Dakota State. Carson Wentz, 153 touchdown passes in his career. He was headed to an NFL, maybe MVP in 2017 with the Eagles when he tore his knee up late in the year. About this time, he couldn't go into the playoffs, but the Eagles went on to win the Super Bowl. Saturday, noon, Houston Texans, GEHA Field, Arrowhead Stadium. Everybody that's going to that game, we need you. It's going to be huge. But tonight we have revealed the secret weapon to beating the Houston Texans here. Some of you are going to put it on social media. We have flown her in here. She is now the queen of the Chiefs kingdom for 2024, Queen Cleo. It is time to put the hammer down, baby. That's it. Give it up for our queen. What a special, special lady. Houston doesn't have a chance now because she has put the hammer down, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, oh, it's a home game. It's going to be a home game as Snowstorm Sandy, Cindy Lou Who, the Northlanders, will team up in Gladstone at the Gladstone Hy-Vee. Party! Party at Sandy's after the show next week. Beat the Texans on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.